podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
Oh, damn. I was the only one recording.
So it'll be a third, buddy. I bet the rest of this conversation is hilarious.
I'll just put in random lines from random movies talking back to Andy.
All right.
I won't do that at all. That sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, it does.
Hoo-ah! You can't handle the truth.
I can't handle it. It's unhandleable.
I tried to handle it. It was too hot.
Like a radioactive penis.
You can handle these nuts.
Too hot to handle. Hotter than a candle. That's from some rap song that I can't remember the rest of the lyrics for.
I was like, did you just make that up? Like, that's not bad.
No.
Be more funny.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Dancast.
In 2001, three friends moved into a house together.
Because their names were Tim, Andy, and Noah, they called the place the Tan House.
By 2007, these friends had gone their separate ways.
Andy to Atlanta,
Noah to San Francisco,
and Tim to Los Angeles.
Now they get together on the internet every week and discuss movies,
TV,
tech,
politics,
food,
Disney,
comics,
Star Trek,
Apple,
or sometimes just stories of the good old days.
These conversations are raw, explicit, and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
When you hear this sound, that means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes.
If none of this has scared you off, then you are prepared to listen to the Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, episode 116.
And I've run out of teen rhymes. If you're an adult, don't have sex with a teen.
What about 18 and 19?
Still probably shouldn't do it. Because they could be lying. And they're probably too young for you anyways. And they'll probably annoy you or give you, like, crazy teenage diseases like chicken pox.
I'll thank you not to judge for me, sir. I'll choose what's right for me, and you choose what's right for you.
All right. But when you get chicken pox on your dick, don't come crying to me.
It's chicken pox on the dick.
Dick and pox. Isn't chicken pox a type of herpes?
You're the one who knows things.
I don't know what that's for.
Is that what you tell your wife?
Probably.
The test says it's herpes. Oh, it's just chickenpox, baby. Yeah, chickenpox type of herpes. It's cool.
Yeah, I never got chickenpox when I was a kid.
I just got herpes.
Oh, nope. It's a varicella virus.
Oh, those varicella viruses. They're a bitch.
Oh, varicella virus is one of 8 herpes viruses known to infect humans.
Woo!
Thank you, Wikipedia. Confirming that, yes, I actually do know everything. Ah, tremble, mortals, before my gigantic brain.
At least something's gigantic.
Yes, tremble, mortals, also before my gigantic ass.
And his tiny penis.
And my tiny,
tremble,
tiny penis.
Laugh at it, point, make jokes. Anyways, who are you, faggot?
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, I'm the A in Tancast.
Go for it, Noah.
Oh, and I'm Noah.
Does anybody else hear Letter and Tancast?
Nope. That's it. I'm boycotting letters.
Good times. So should we do some tan laughs while we're on this roll?
Sure.
That has sputtered out and burst into flames and crawled off the road and hit a tree?
It's time to read some tan laughs and take my phones just like you. If you tell us to read your tan laughs, that's what we're gonna do. Send them in from anywhere, from Fiji to Vietnam. Email them in to us at fucktards@tancast.com. It's time for some Tancast laughs.
Well, I have one from Grace. Actually, I have several from Grace. I don't think I'm gonna read them all, because some of these, I don't know, I feel like we should stagger these. Some of these are pretty good.
Okay.
This one is quickie, and one I was able to read to my wife. She thought it was meh. Would a lion cheat?
I don't know.
No, but a tiger would.
Oh. I totally thought that was going to go for the lion pun, but...
No, sir. Went for the tiger would.
I had cheated in my mind.
Oh, yeah, see? That joke takes you up one road and takes you down another.
Like, I think there is a joke like that.
Oh.
That cheater is a punchline. But I could be wrong. It's been known to happen.
What animal in the forest is the most unfaithful? A cheetah.
Yeah,
something like that. That may be it. Is that it, Tim? Or did you just make that up? Okay.
I just use my comedy brain to make a joke happen. That's the kind of skills I bring to the table.
He's so talented. Hollywood, hire this man.
Here's the other one. Since Grace is one of my friends who likes Disney, I will read her Disney joke. Cinderella wants to go to the ball, but her wicked stepmother won't let her. As Cinderella sits crying in the garden, her fairy godmother appears and promises to provide Cinderella with everything she needs to go to the ball, but only two conditions. First, you must wear a diaphragm. Cinderella agrees, but what's the second condition? You must be home by 2 a.m. Any later, and your diaphragm will turn into a pumpkin. Cinderella agrees to be home by 2 a.m. The appointed hour comes and goes, and Cinderella doesn't show up. Finally, at 5 a.m., Cinderella shows up looking love-struck and very satisfied. Where have you been? Demands the fairy godmother. Your diaphragm was supposed to turn into a pumpkin 3 hours ago. I met a prince, fairy godmother, Cinderella replied. He took care of everything. I know no of no such prince with that kind of power. Tell me his name. I can't remember exactly. Peter something or other.
Oh, is it going ding dong?
I didn't see where that one was going. That's it. There's way more, but I'll get back to the to be continued.
All right.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Ooh. They don't really do that much anymore. Like on TV shows. Like I remember, I think like in the '80s or maybe it was the '90s. Fucking used to do that shit all the time. To be continued. To be continued.
24 does it every week.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but they don't say it.
I was just being stupid.
Now they don't do it every week.
CSI and things like that do it every so often. They'll have like two parters.
Yeah, Doctor Who's done two and three parters.
I'm just saying, it's not.
All right,
we're
talking about real shows, Andy, not Doctor Who. Come on now, don't get crazy.
Hate you.
Hate you.
Hate you much. So much.
Side tangent.
Hate you much.
I believe this is Mike. Posted on Twitter that he had a dream. He was listening to Tancast, and me and Andy were playing with exploding French fries and ignoring Noah.
Interesting.
By me and Andy, I mean Tim and Andy were playing with exploding French fries and ignoring Noah, and that was his dream about Tancast.
I wonder what I was doing. Was I like, hey, you may want not to do that. Exploding French fries are dangerous.
I want to know where we got exploding French fries from.
French fries are dangerous.
Oh, man.
Oh, you shut up, Noah.
Thursday night, I had a dream within a dream that Andy Dick was the drummer for the band Queen and turned the song We Are the Champions into this upbeat kind of swing rockabilly number by adjusting the timing and the beat, kind of giving a little backbeat and whatever. I woke up from that dream, started to tell my wife about it, saw there was a bunch of light outside the door, went outside and, like, you know, flicked the light switch thinking it was just the hall light, but it got lighter, so I flicked the switch again and went, oh, it must be a light downstairs. Look downstairs, there's like flickering, like something's on fire, or there's an electrical short next to where we keep the cat's food and water. So I'm trying to walk down the stairs. I wind up having to pull myself down the stairs like I'm fighting reverse gravity or some shit like that. And like everything starts to go blurry, and I'm trying to like shout upstairs to my wife that I think there's a fire, but like the words won't come out or anything like that. And then I woke up from that dream that had wrapped the previous dream.
That's funny. I just had a dream within a dream recently where I woke up from a dream and then woke up from that dream from waking up from... I was like, what? That really happens? What is this, Inception?
Did you wonder for like a couple of minutes after you woke up? Wait.
No. Once I was awake, I was like, all right, well, now this is reality.
Okay. Yeah, I looked around for a couple of minutes first. I'm like, okay, any sign that anything's amiss here? I'm going to be really skeptical.
Just to be safe, from now on, every time I think I'm waking up from a dream, I'm just going to try and start flying and see if it works. If it doesn't, all right, I'm awake. If it does, sweet, I get to fly.
Or, like, what if you actually do wake up, but then you, like, unlock some sort of crazy Matrix power?
Well,
like, suddenly you've achieved gnosis, and, like, you've seen beyond the lie of the world, and you've reached this altered state that lets you take control of it.
That's heavy, man. That's heavy.
Too heavy. Come on.
I need help to lift it. It's that heavy.
Oh, and last night I had a dream that we were apparently once again refinancing our home mortgage. And Simon Pegg was our mortgage advisor.
Is that the guy from Shaun of the Dead?
Yes.
Interesting.
That's Scotty in the new Star Trek, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. I think Shaun of the Dead
twisted.
Was his breakout role.
I think you're probably right. Well, I mean, he was on some sort of popular like comedy TV show before that, but not anything that, you know, us normal English-speaking people would ever know him from. So, speaking of English, here's my TANLAF.
That.
Do you know that there's a charity single that's been released in aid of the Pakistan flood relief?
No.
It's called Raindrops Keep Falling on Ahmed.
Jesus, that's cheesy. Who's that from?
That's from Joe. Keep falling on Ahmed.
That was from who?
From Joe.
Ah, Joe. I thought you said Jeff. I was like, Jeff sent in a tan lab?
I thought he said Jeff, too.
Huh. I didn't even know he still listened.
That's funny.
What's so funny?
I was updating the show notes as we're doing this, and I put Jeff sent in that tan lab.
Even though you knew he didn't.
Sorry, Joe. I fixed it.
Incorrect.
It's fixed.
So, Noah, do you have a tan lab?
I do.
All right, should we go off on like a 15-minute tangent before we get back to it?
Sure. Why I not? Know Tim loves it.
I do.
This is from... I think I'm saying that, I'm not sure. Jero?
Hiro?
Hiro?
Jihiro.
Oh,
Jihiro.
Did he write him before and he told us one time how to pronounce his name? His name?
His name, yeah. His name. I feel like he told us. It's a household name.
Sorry, what was it again?
I think it's Jihiro.
Jihiro? Okay. I'm sorry if I forgot.
I'm sorry if I'm wrong.
I forget people's names too. They tell me. They will walk away and I'll just bam, gone.
It's Jihiro.
Okay.
One time, me and Noah were at the Rosencrown when I was doing comedy, and there was these three hot girls that we were talking to after one of the shows, and like we're like, he was like, "What is your name?" And the first one said her name, the second one said her name, and the third one said her name, and I turned to Noah, I'm like, "You've already forgotten the first one's name, haven't you?" He's like, "Shut up."
You know what? I think on a Darwinian scale, that sort of affected Noah's breed. Shit, what's the word I'm looking for? Whatever. His fitness for breeding. There we go.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I know. It was a complicated thought, and I ran out of brain space. I needed that RAM upgrade in my head. And apparently in my pants.
You know you got plenty of room in your pants.
No, RAM.
Oh, RAM.
Yes.
He wants to fuck livestock, is what he's saying.
Yes.
Well, who
but
doesn't?
Only if they're really horny.
There's a hot-looking hummingbird outside my house. give me the eyes, the bedroom eyes.
So, Jihiro's joke?
Yep.
We did manage to go on that tangent.
You were involved too, Tim.
I know.
A man has an appointment with his doctor. "You really need to stop masturbating," the doctor tells him. "Why?" the man asks. "Because I'm trying to examine you," replies the doctor.
What's sad is I have heard people, comedians, do that joke on stage and try to pass it off as, like, their joke. I'm like, no, dude, I've read that online.
Wow.
Stop what you're doing.
Online stole it from me.
Oh, actually, I wanted to tell, well, maybe next week. I was going to tell that joke I sent you the video of, Jewish parents tell jokes or something.
You could tell it?
Well, I don't remember right now. But
oh, okay, that's why you want to wait till next week. I thought you were like, I can't be double dipping.
Can't be double dipping in the Michigan.
In the Michigan?
Yeah.
What?
Michigan. Double dipping. I saw something. I was reading something online and it said Michigan, so it got stuck in my head.
Noah, your improv skills are for shit.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Exactly.
My improv skills are spot on.
Spotty? Is that what you said? Because I agree with that.
On, baby.
So, how's everybody doing it?
We're doing it well. I'm doing it well. I can't speak for Noah. I don't know why.
I'm doing it so.
Why I dared speak for Noah right there.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
I know. The gall. The unmitigated gall.
Ooh, you didn't even mitigate it?
Nope. Oh, no mitigation on that gall.
I'm well. I had a good week.
You had a what?
Good week.
Oh, good. Anything exciting happen?
We had our softball championships. We won one game. We lost another game.
You made it to the championships?
Yeah, no thanks to me. We made it to the championships in spite of me.
Did you make it to the championships because of the lesbians on your team?
There are some good, I don't know if any of them are lesbians, but there are some good females on the team.
Well, hit on them. If they say no, they're obviously lesbians.
Or they could just not be attracted to me.
I don't think that's possible.
Or they could have a boyfriend. So many other options besides.
I think Noah Trump's boyfriend.
Lesbian. I'm doing better. Cannot catch a pop fly to fucking save my life. One hit me right in the glove. All I had to do was close my little glove hand around it, bounces right fucking out.
Fuck, you aren't kidding. It is in spite of you.
Seriously. I like playing, but they're like, oh yeah, it's just all about fun. But fucking, if you fuck up, dude, like I've been by the people when people fuck up, and it's just like, oh Jesus Christ, I don't want to be that guy. It's fucking stressful. Yeah. You're like, you're out there, like, please God, don't let me fuck up. Please God, don't
like
let me fuck
Adam
up.
It's like that Adam Sandler skit where he's like,
please God, don't let him hit it to me anywhere but to right field. Please God, I beg you.
Come on now, no better, no better, big whiffer, big whiffer.
Oh God, no. Oh God, no. Oh God, no. Oh God, no.
No!
Oh good, it's not to me.
Good catch, Steven. Nice glove.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I was constantly getting recruited. They're like, hey, Andy's a big guy. I'm like, yeah, and I can't swing a bat to save my life.
Like, if it is to me, please let me a grounder.
Like, I'm sure if there was like a rabid dog or something like that, I could totally kill it with a bat. But a tiny ball? No. I'm going to hit it like some crazy angle. I'm going to swing and I'm going to miss.
Even hitting the ball is not like as easy as it should seem. Like, I can hit the ball, generally speaking. But the problem I run into is, like, I don't understand, like, how people who I think I'm at least as strong as fucking just knock it out of the park. I'm like, how the fuck did they do that?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, there was one guy that, like, every – because we were playing in a league where, like, you pitch to yourself. It was all businesses and whatever. Right? Probably the same thing that you're doing right now.
Yeah. You do pitch – no, actually, you don't pitch to yourself.
Oh, the other team pitches?
Yeah, and there's lots of weird rules. Like,
only underhanded and...
Yeah, it has to be a certain height. Well, it has to be, like, even though there's not really a strike zone per se, there is, it's in a sense of, like, you can't throw it at too high of an arc, you can't throw it too low of an arc.
Huh.
And
interesting.
You start off with a ball and a strike, so that makes it a little bit more stressful. Like,
yeah.
When we practice, I can knock the ball all day long. I'm like, because it's a lot less fucking stressful when you just, hey, if I miss, no big deal.
Yeah, I don't get that two strikes shit either. Like, nobody explained that to me. I went up for my first one. Like, I took two swings, like, you're out. I'm like, fuck you, learn to count. Like, that was two. And I don't know much about America's favorite pastime other than the fact that it bores me to death. But I do know how to count to three. Three strikes and you're out. It's common phrase. We use it all over the place. We try to use it as justification for locking people up all the, like, forever.
Andy's deep, man. Andy is deep.
we play by different rules in this. Oh. These are things that people could have explained to the new guy. The guy who didn't really want to play. The guy that everybody kept saying, hey, Andy's a big guy. We should get him on the team. All right, but I suck. No. It'll be great. We just need more warm bodies. Then I get out there. Man, you suck. You suck. Why are you playing? You get out in right field. I'm like, yeah, fuck right. I get out in right field. You might want to put somebody else out in right field, too. You might want to have two right fielders.
The thing I learned, because we played softball for our company, like, retreats a couple times when I worked at the radio station. And, like, I was like, how do you... Because for some reason, this baseball field was built. That right in center field was this huge tree. So everybody was like trying to hit the ball into the tree because that was basically a home run.
Aim for the tree, get it in park.
I was like, how do you aim where you're hitting it? Like, I just hit, like, I've always been of the thing is, like, I just swing like a madman trying to kill something. And then, like, if it connects, great, I start running. Like, that's the entire strategy I had. They're like, no, Tim, if you point your, you know, if you put your leg, you know, one way or the other, like, you know, if you put it to the left, you'll probably hit more to the left. And if you, you know, put it more to the right, you'll hit more to the right. I was like, oh, no shit. And so then, like, I started doing it. I'm like, fuck, I can hit that tree all day.
Not me, man. I, like, for some reason, everyone's like, no, you got to get under the ball. But I hit it, like, straight across. I almost took pitcher's head off a couple of times. Like, he pitches to me, like, just straight at his head. Like, if the second baseman's, like, standing on top of second base, they can basically just reach their hand up, and I will always hit it into their glove. But, man, I mean, like, I can hit it with a lot of power, but, like, really, really flat. And they were constantly putting up guys, girls, whatever, didn't matter. Like, they've got smaller shoulders than me. Like, they've got smaller, smaller arms, smaller legs, everything is, like, smaller than me, and they will smack the shit out of that softball. It will go over the fence every fucking time, but me, it's like, I am going for pitcher head or raised hand, and that is it. It's not even like those are the option. It's if the pitcher ducks, that's the next lane. Like, that's the next place where it's going to hit. Basically, I'm saying I suck. I can't play sports.
Really? Really? I didn't get your clever subtext.
Really? Well, that's enough on softball.
Never enough on softball. It's always fun to play with coworkers because, like, it was the sales and promotions versus the jocks and the rest of programming and engineering. We kicked their fucking asses. It was awesome, and we were just like taunting them. You can't normally just yell at your boss. You suck. In fact, you're probably not supposed to do it at the company softball game, but I did.
Yeah, you're also the guy who dropped F-bombs in meetings sometimes, so...
Well, sometimes you gotta drop an F-bomb in a meeting and let people know what's up. It's fuck time, everybody.
Oh, I did say the word dick in a meeting on Friday. No, Thursday.
Nice.
Yeah, remember my long saga of doing work twice and the... Mm-hmm. The team that, like, didn't even start on their job. Well, they still hadn't actually done all the stuff that they needed to do, and it's, like, weeks later. So I'm over talking to them, but they keep coming back to me with, like, well, hey, there's errors because this system, we can get from this system to that system, but when we go to test your system, we can't get back to our system. Yeah, that's because your system's in QA, and my system's pointing at nothing right now. My system can't point at your QA at your QA server. I told you, I'm just pointing it at where your production system's going to, where you told it it's going to be. So once you go live, my system will magically work. You can't test my side, and you can't use the fact that my side points at nothing as an excuse not to go live, because you not going live is why my side points at nothing. And it's like every week, like they kept coming back with like the same error. I'm like, no, okay, asshole, let me explain this again.
Did you say asshole?
No. I said, okay.
Fail.
We've already been over this. And I do it again. So I start to have the exact same conversation, and, like, it's a director who keeps telling me this. A director at the fucking company keeps telling me this. Another director from a whole other team walks over, and the two of them start back and forth, like, no, we should really redesign it. It should be this. 5 minutes of just them talking, like, past me while I'm standing there. I'm just kind of, like, rubbing my head, like... You guys are giving me a fucking aneurysm right now. Finally, I interrupted, and like, I kind of shouted at them a little bit. Like, guys, they both sort of like stopped and just stared at me. I'm like, yeah, not to be a dick, but it's done. This has been done for weeks. Today isn't the, hey, we should redesign this day. Today is the day where you take the small thing that I asked you to do weeks ago and you do it.
Yeah! Andy throwing his dick out literally and figuratively.
Yeah. And then I said that I was like, that may have been a career-limiting action. And I'm like, well, you know what?
Chicken butt.
We both report to the same VP, so... And he's kind of pissed that they haven't done this yet, so I think... I don't think they can bitch to anybody. So they can go and complain, Andy said mean things to us. No, Andy said true things to you.
My feelings!
As I was saying it, I was like, man, you know what? Nobody ever says not to be a dick without being a dick seconds later.
Well, right. It's like not to be I don't want to sound racist, or I'm not homophobic, but...
I'm not homophobic, but those fucking queers creep me right out.
Like, I'm not a rape... my wife is here. Say hello to my wife, everybody.
I thought Tim was about to confess to some sort of crime and just cut himself off or something. I'm not a rape. Wait. No, I am. Oh, there was that one time.
I was like, that is going to be really inappropriate. She's going to be like, that's not funny. So I'm like, I'm just going to stop that right there. The joke was going to be, I'm not a rapist, but I'm just saying sometimes they want it.
Nice.
Yeah, see, it's actually not that funny. It's mostly just uncalled for.
Yep. Man, some of us, other people at work, were having a conversation on Friday, and one of us was telling us about family disagreements, like her in-laws and her actual parents, like, not getting along and whatever. And, like, okay.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
No! Oh, we missed the whole rapist thing.
Oh, no, no one just missed it.
We love to fail. Gotta
love
that fail.
We do it all the time.
Oh, we love to fail. Gotta get that fail.
All right, so
I will be right back. My wife is shouting.
Son
at me
of a bitch!
I can hear her. Right,
we're all leaving.
What is that? What can he hear?
I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Are you recording, by the way?
I believe so.
When will you know for sure?
Yes, I'm recording. I've been recording for the last 3 minutes and 29, 30, 31, 32, 33 seconds.
So we've determined we don't know what Andy said before he left.
He said, I'll be right back.
Yeah, but he said he heard something, and I didn't know what he heard. Oh, wait, here he comes.
Hopefully not his family game room.
And now he's back from outer space.
So what did you say before you left?
I was trying to talk over you guys and tell you that Caitlin was shouting for me, thinking that I could hear her, and that I'd be right back. And I repeated that a couple of times. And
so everything all right now?
Yeah.
What happened to the baby? The baby all right?
Yeah. I thought we were going to resync, and then I would tell you what it was, but yeah.
Oh, okay. We can do that. Okay. I wasn't sure if it was not something that you wanted to share with everyone.
It's kind of funny.
Okay.
We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Hey, we're back.
Andy, tell us a funny story.
So while we were gone because of Noah Audacity fail, my wife starts chatting for me. I come out and she is just kind of not covered, but lightly sprayed. I'll say lightly sprayed with this weird, like, brown, gooey, nasty whatever. And I look at my son, who's kind of like sitting, just sort of cuddling with her or whatever. He's also lightly covered with that. I'm like, what happened? Did he throw up on you? She goes, no, he was eating pretzels and he sneezed with a mouthful. Like, well, I definitely see why you were asking for my help. She's like, yeah, it's kind of everywhere, and I figured if I stood up, it's likely to just fall off of me and then wound up, like, crushed into the carpet. So I figure, maybe I'll just stay here and see if Andy can help come get some of the bigger chunks up before I move around. It's like, yeah, smart. So anyways.
At least it wasn't poo.
Yeah.
That is one thing I like. I was thinking about that. I'm like, those are not going to be the fun days, the poo and vomit days, and yeah.
You know what? I mean, it's still nasty, but 2 years later, it's still nasty. But you kind of adjust quickly, like way more quickly than you'd think that you would.
I mean, I think I'll be okay, just because I've had to deal with Stephanie's puke on a number of occasions. And I was okay with it, but just thinking about it, it's just like, not going to be fun. Mostly, I think what's not going to be fun is if it gets on something, that's going to be a pain to clean, like a carpet or a couch or something. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't you have hardwood floors?
No. Well, technically we have laminate, and only in one section of the house. Well, the hallway and the kitchen dining room area.
Huh.
Everything else is carpet.
For some reason in my head, I see it as hardwood floors. Odd.
We want some. How about that? We talked about it.
All right, well, get on it.
Easier said than done.
What was I listening to where someone was talking about hardwood, the carpet or hardwood floor? Oh, it was Hollywood Babylon. The Kevin Smith, the Smodcast podcast, where it's Kevin Smith and some dude from LA Morning Radio. It's actually a really good one. I really enjoy that one a lot. Anyway, they were talking about Lindsay Lohan, like, showing her bush in some movie. And she said, oh, that's what it was. But there was no bush. It was hardwood floors. And, like, Kevin Smith had never heard hardwood floors before. It had to be explained to him.
Wait,
that's all I got.
He never heard of hardwood. Oh!
Right, yeah, as a euphemism for the vagine.
I've never heard that either, because why would you fucking call that hardwood floors? I mean,
because when you rip up the carpet, what's left?
I kind of get that, but it's not fucking hard.
It should be.
If it's hard, you're doing something wrong.
I like that one because that's the only one with the co-host that actually puts Kevin in his place. Because Kevin seems to steamroll over everybody else. But, like, this dude always, like, shut the fuck up, Kevin. And he'll keep going or whatever and then make fun of him and say something that's, you know, be sarcastic to him and get the audience on his side against Kevin. Good times.
Well, and then Kevin just says it, like, hey, I'm talking here. But I guess that guy doesn't.
Kevin does that over the top of people. And so this guy does that to Kevin.
Nice.
Yes, I enjoy that too.
Fucking Kevin, stop making so many fucking podcasts! Kill him!
My ego doesn't fit in one podcast.
So, seriously.
So overall, what do you think of it? Like, compared to like Smodcast or Kevin Smith and Silent Bob?
I would say it's more similar to Doug Loves Movies, except without the game, because like they're actually talking about Hollywood, but it digresses into other stuff. Like, they'll talk about the movies that are... What?
It's interesting?
Yeah.
Like, all right, now I got fucking another podcast to listen to because of you, douchebag.
There's only 3 episodes so far. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
All right. I just started doing This American Life.
It's fucking fuck that shit.
This American Life is fucking fascinating.
You gotta leave that shit behind, son.
fucking... I love it. I love human stories. It's so interesting to me. They have, like, they had one with a pimp on, and he just talked about how he got into the game and how it worked. Like the process of what happens when your pimp leaves you. Not your pimp, your hoe, as it were.
Pimping and hoeing.
Does he claim that it's easy or that it ain't easy?
No, it's not easy. He was talking about, like, if your hoe wants to leave you, what she does is she takes some money to the new pimp that she wants, money that she saved up kind of behind your back, like, oh, I'm going to save a little here and there. She gives it to that pimp as a dowry, like, oh, here, I want to be your hoe. Here's some money. And then that pimp goes to the other pimp and says, you know, your girl's with me. She chose me. And I need to get her clothes. Like, that was the process. Like, I have to get your clothes. I have to get her clothes. And then you're supposed to, like, all right, you can have her clothes. That's just fascinating me.
That's oddly civilized.
Huh. Even though it's kind of not, like, it kind of was. Like, there was, like, a process to it. Like, you know, this is how it works. You know, these are the rules of the game. Like, you know, there's rules. Even though, you know, there's men exploiting women, there's rules to it.
The first rule about pimping, you don't talk about pimping.
Don't be an idiot.
No? All right. Well, my bad.
Why are you an idiot?
That's how I was raised.
Jim was born that way.
Yeah, that's true. I don't want to blame I don't want nature versus nurture. I don't want to blame my parents for it. I guess either way, I'm blaming my parents for it.
There's another one where the guy spent 18 years or maybe 20 years in jail because someone pointed him out for a crime that he wasn't even involved with, and just it went on that long without anyone doing anything. Like, finally, his friend was doing something, but it just took that long to fix it. I was just like, oh, that's fucked up. He wasn't even there.
Wow.
Some kid who wanted to lie just pointed him out, just said, hey, it was that guy, because he's being pursued by cops. And he spent 18 years in jail, and he finally got out. But not only that, they found the person who did it, and he was tried with that person. And there's one point where the jury was, it was a hung jury, so I think most of them said he didn't do it. One person thought he was guilty. So they went to the guy who actually shot the person. This is what the crime is accused of, shooting and killing someone. And they said, you know, if you make this deal, you'll serve, you know, however much time, and this guy will get to go free. And the guy who was young at the time, 15 years old, he said no. And they got retried, and they both got found guilty. It's craziness. Everyone still there?
Smells like bullshit.
Prosecutorial misconduct, man.
What'd you say?
I said prosecutorial misconduct.
Ah, yes, that sounds like big words that have meanings.
And even the big words. That's like cases where the, oh shit, what do they call it? It's like the Freedom Project or something like that, where they're like trying to go back and use DNA to exonerate people who've been wrongly imprisoned. They've presented the DNA evidence to, like, the original prosecutors, the DAs, judges, whatever. And it's like, well, no, you know, they were convicted by a jury of their peers. Yes, but obviously wrongly. The DNA evidence exonerates them. They need a retrial, or you need to, like, you know, let them out now. You know, we've got this proof or whatever. And the DA, who's supposed to be hard on crime, is like, no, we solved that. We solved it. You know, they were found guilty by a jury of their peers. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, and that was one of the things he talked about running into, is, like, everyone just thinks you're guilty just because the system found, you know, said you were guilty. So, you know, he wasn't getting, like, a lot of help. Like, when he was in front of the parole board, he said, I'm innocent. Like, you know, they're like, well, we can't help you with that. You know, they found you guilty, so in our eyes, you're guilty. You know, if you say you're innocent, then you go through the appeal process, but all we care about is getting your parole. We don't care about guilty or innocence. It's a very sad state of affairs.
Yep.
Indeed.
But fascinating nonetheless, so there you go.
That's way to bring us down, Noah.
Ah, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
Now we're just thinking about the injustices in our society.
Oh, yeah, we should be thinking about the difference between
Andy's fucking Crocs.
Yeah.
Oh, well, how about this? Do both of you know who Dan Savage is?
Yes.
The name sounds familiar.
He is a gay sex columnist.
Yeah, I was going to say, he quoted using...
Santorum.
Or he got people to start using the term Santorum to mean a frothy, viscous mixture of seminal fluid, lube, and poo because of Rick Santorum from the U.S. House of Representatives.
Yeah, I know.
So I just like making sure that everyone knows to use Santorum.
Correctly.
Yes.
So he has an adopted son, who I get he has a book, so I don't know if he's still five. I don't know how long ago this book came out, but His 5-year-old son told him that men shouldn't get married. And the whole story behind that is pretty amusing. And eventually, through the kid's, weird logic, or, it kind of makes sense, but the kid finally goes, all right, you and, daddy can get married. It's okay. It was just fascinating listening to the kid, because men don't get married, women get married. And Dan was just talking about how, he hadn't been in school yet, so he hadn't really been exposed to other people's views of, sexuality and relationships. So he'd just come up with this all on his own.
I would say probably by observation.
Yeah.
If it's...
But, no one was, sitting him down and telling him, this is how it works. And that was just amusing to me that, he just come out on his own, even though he had two parents that were gay that loved each other. But, through his own weird logic, the kid finally goes, you guys can get married because, if you're married, then you have to live together and I don't want you guys to live apart. This is very odd, but very fascinating. And he does a much better job of telling the story than I do.
Probably.
Lord, I would hope so.
Which is probably why you're not a starring syndicated columnist.
Yeah,
some shit happened. It was good. It was bad. Whatever.
Yeah, which is why I'm not Ira Glass hosting the show.
You know what's awesome? If you Google Santorum, the number one hit is spreadingsantorum.com, which defines it as a frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is sometimes the byproduct of anal sex. And the second definition being Senator Rick Santorum. The second hit is Rick Santorum's page on Wikipedia.
Oh! Poor fellow. Don't fuck with the gays.
I would like to give a little resolution to the tweet I was talking about earlier from Mike when he was saying he was having a dream about me and Andy using exploding French fries and ignoring Noah. I asked what Noah was talking about. He said a wedding. And then he said he was also a little too distracted, wondering where Tim and Andy got a plane to drop exploding fries from to pay attention to Noah. So apparently we were dropping these exploding French fries from a plane.
Is that what you do with exploding French fries?
That only raises further questions.
Doesn't it? I would also like to point out, when I posted that we were tancasting, H2MC post, I know what you should do. Make fun of Andy. You guys don't do that enough.
Well, sometimes we feel he needs a break.
And also, Katie posted, you don't have to mention that I got engaged or anything. No big deal. So, congratulations, Katie.
Yay!
Yay, hurrah! Yay for getting engaged. It's all downhill from here.
She posted something on her Twitter feed a while ago like, it makes me uncomfortable that as soon as my boyfriend leaves the room, you start flirting with me. She was at a party or something. I was like, wow, that dude is brazen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
No, brazen would be not waiting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like to flirt while the boyfriend's right in the room.
Yep. Why are you talking to my girlfriend? Shh, whatever, dude. Give me a soda.
Yeah, that seems odd. And she got engaged?
Apparently.
I just sus information from her Twitter feed. But didn't she just start going out with this dude?
Maybe it was they've known each other for a long time?
Perhaps.
We're not here to judge her relationships.
I don't judge.
You're judging.
I don't judge, but
and you only know what you have remember from briefly reading on a Twitter feed a while ago.
But I do get concerned when people get engaged really fast. Like, it always seems to me and this is not always 100%, but it always seems to me they're trying to rush something. We need to hurry up and do this, what is the rush if you guys love each other, you're not going anywhere. But, I'm sure a lot of times what I think about relationships, it raises red flags to me, but that is me. Everyone is different.
I mean, look how quickly me and Danelle got engaged. We started going out in 2002 and bada bing, by 2007 we were married.
Mm-hmm. You could just, at a clip.
Never mind that between 2002 and 2005 we broke up 17 times. That's not here nor there.
I think I'm most amused by the fact that my wife and I met after both of you had met your future wives, and we were married before either of you.
What do you say to that, Noah?
Well, like I said, I don't know. It seemed like she just started going with them months ago, but I don't know. Maybe I just misunderstood the tweets. So, you guys waited a year, didn't you?
Yeah, waited a year to get engaged, and then another year and several months to get married.
I mean, that's quicker than but I don't think that's a bad thing.
Let's go back through our tweets and recess this relationship. Just kidding.
Or you could just ask her.
Nope. All right, I'm at September 4th. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to read
Jesus
it.
Christ.
her tweets are on private anyway, so I don't want to divulge too much that it's not, you know, if she's not directly talking to us, I don't want to talk about it.
I did not know.
She's like, I'm so
protected.
Glad you made me a part of the show, assholes.
I'm trying to hide my shit.
I'm trying to keep it on lock.
So how was your guys' week?
Not bad.
Yeah, pretty good.
Anyone see any movies?
I saw Toy Story 3 again.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait, you saw something else, Tim, actually.
I did. What did I see?
Oh, Avatar, right?
Oh, right, yes. I knew there was something. I saw Avatar in 3D. I'm done with 3D, as it says on my blog. Oh, yeah. Oh. I keep forgetting to mention this. I'm doing 30 days of blogs again this September. So I've been blogging every day in the month of September. Check them out. Some are funny. Most are not.
So the extra 3D was not worth it?
Well, just, again, like, 20 minutes in, completely oblivious. Like, every so often there's, like, a little thing that's like, oh, that's kind of neat. It's 3D. And other than that, completely
Like, it had a lot of stuff that was 3D, but it was, like, it was subtle 3D. It wasn't like, in your face! Oh, shit, something, a penis just got you in the eye!
Yeah, it seems
Fuck,
like a lot of 3D.
Fuck, I didn't pay $3 for subtlety.
Yeah.
The only
subtlety, it's depth.
Well, I think that, I think they're trying to add some realism. Like, I think the problem, this is my speculation, I have no idea. I think they're thinking, like, you know, the reason 3D hasn't done well is because they always make it very gimmicky, like, oh, shit, this, you know, thing I'm gonna point at the screen, it's gonna come at your face, you know what I mean? So I think they're trying to make you more immersed without making it too obvious.
Yeah, well, doesn't work for me. I say fuck it.
Fair enough.
There was one scene where and spoiler alert, if you're one of the three people who haven't seen Avatar, well two now I've seen it. Where they blow up the tree and like the aftermath of like the ashes falling down.
Yeah.
Like there was an ash, like they had some ash really close to camera. And so with the 3D, it seemed like it was really close to my eye. So for a second, I thought like a piece of something had flown. Like I actually went to wipe it away. I'm like, oh, all right. Well, that wasn't bad.
Yeah. So.
But actually, it was more annoying than anything else. So no, I'm down on the 3D. No 3D. Fuck you, Avatar. Suck it.
Kind of fitting that you bring that up on September 12th. That specific scene.
I'm sure there's other people talking about Ash on the. I'm sure there's people talking about Ash on September 11th and not talking about the attacks.
Yes, no, I wasn't talking about how clever Tim was to bring up the subtle subtext. What I was actually referring to was, I think that scene was supposed to be pretty evocative of the September 11th attacks.
Gotcha.
Was it? I didn't get that at all.
Yeah, I didn't either. Andy?
Everyone stumbling around in a daze, covered in ash, right after the huge thing.
Or maybe it seems that way because of the attacks. Like,
yeah,
we
I mean,
had
how
attacks.
Else are you going to react when fucking ashes and shit, like, were they supposed to be dancing and making ash angels?
Fucking
like, yay!
Michael Jackson impressions. That's not Michael Jackson. That's kind of, well, they both have high voices.
A couple of them look at each other and go, hey, now we can play 9/11 Survivor.
Aww. That's side tangent. VH1 did a top 100 artists of all time as voted on by other artists, although I'm not sure who they got, because they're like, members of this band. I'm like, I've been to shitty dive bars where members of that band were there, and it was nobody I heard of. It was somebody who played, you know, assistant drum on one track for, you know, as the studio musician 1 week.
Yeah.
But anyway, Michael Jackson was second.
Elvis first?
No, Elvis was eighth.
Who was first?
I was hoping you guys would keep guessing.
Oh.
Elton John?
Elton John, I don't even think he was in the top 20. I could be wrong. I think he was in the top 40, though.
I'm assuming this is popular music artists, and we don't, like, have to go digging back to old composers and shit like that.
No. Yeah, it's all people. Yeah, 20th and 21st century.
Okay.
Well, nobody was born in the 21st century, I don't think, made this list. There's no 8-year-olds.
But performing in. Okay.
What?
Beatles?
Yes. As you may imagine, I do not agree with that assessment.
You think Michael Jackson is bigger than the Beatles?
I think he was a better artist overall than the Beatles, yes.
Really?
Do you know they were only together for 10 years? I didn't know that until this countdown.
Well, I mean, the Beatles started off, I mean, really, like, kind of generic British invasion pop boy band. You know, just sort of that happy, lovey, our lyrics really don't mean anything. We're just here to sell records and look cute with our, you know, our crazy long hair that your parents will hate.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, towards the end, I mean, they really started pushing the envelope and stuff that they were doing you know, with their sound, with the recording, like integrating other types of music into it. Like they really started to kind of push what popular music was forward, like as an art form. So I listened to Michael Jackson stuff. Yeah, talented performer, charismatic, the whole nine, amazing, exceptional dancer, all the rest of that stuff. But Michael Jackson's later stuff still had kind of that same like disco-y sound to it, like little disco breaks or whatever that his early stuff did.
What say you to that, Tim?
I don't know if I would agree with that. I don't know if it really had a disco-y sound to it anymore. He had just embraced this hip-hop shit to the point where I was like, fuck, that's really hip-hoppy, Michael Jackson. We don't really need all that much. I'm like, I enjoyed it, but I was like, I would much rather it be more disco-y, in fact. Hmm. But it certainly is, his lyrics got more message-oriented as he went longer. I mean, as he went further into his career. As opposed to just, you know, like you were saying, just meaningless pop records.
Yeah.
Like, I wanna fuck, hee-hee.
I think Lennon's Imagine can be.
Lennon was, in the 30s somewhere. I just think that's odd. Like, Lennon was on the list and the Beatles on the list, but Lennon was way back. I would put Lennon higher up on the list than they put him. Also, I didn't see Sinatra at all in the entire time I was watching.
I don't think Lennon did as much stuff as a solo act. And I think that a lot of the stuff that he did to push music forward happened before, the band split up. Like, he did some crazy-ass shit with Yoko Ono that was, like, way off the reservation. But I think that was more, I don't know, that seemed more like he was experimenting with sound as opposed to, like, evolving music and evolving popular music. It seemed more like he just hit the gas and let go of the wheel. At least a lot of the shit that I've heard. A lot of it I just found really unlistenable. So I'm not what you would call an expert.
Well, and then Led Zeppelin was number 3. They're not even on my radar.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Kashmir, Immigrant Song.
Nothing.
Wow. Okay.
And I was like, really? Number 3? Fucking, I can't even name a song you guys sing.
Fair
enough. Then they played one. I was like, oh, I remember that. I recognize that, but I wouldn't. Even then, I wasn't like, oh, fucking, that's the fucking bomb diggity.
I wonder where Lynyrd Skynyrd was on that list.
I don't know. I only watched parts of 40 through 20, and then I watched the entirety of 20 through 1 to see where MJ was going to be, basically. Because they were touting him all through the contest. I was like, oh, he's not going to be number 1 then.
Because they were talking about him?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, and they hadn't mentioned the Beatles once. Well, I mean, other than, like, you know, like, they were like, come up now, here's some people coming up in the countdown. Like, here's us talking to people on the street. And they're like, who do you think the best artist is? Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson. Oh, definitely Michael Jackson. Oh, it's got to be Michael Jackson. And I'm like, oh, fuck, he's going to be number 2. Because, never when they said coming up did they ever show a clip of the Beatles, and the Beatles hadn't come up yet. I'm like, well, I know they're not going to be, like, 10.
You never know. It was possible.
I was surprised Elvis was 8. It was pretty far back.
I just did a Google search for VH1 Top 100 Artists,
mm-hmm.
And it's not VH1's site, it's some other website, but it says Beatles, Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin.
Oh, well, they've done this once before. This was they did it in, like, 1990-something, and then they redid it again recently.
Where's Jackson on that before the death? 40! Wow!
Bullshit.
I guess dying gets you a promotion.
You've been kicked up to the big leagues, buddy.
Oh, yeah, Jimi Hendrix got blown way back. James Brown took a cut. David Bowie, he's another one that doesn't really register for me. Elvis stayed exactly where he was.
Bowie doesn't register?
No.
Man Who Sold
Granted,
the World.
He's just not my type of music, but, okay. I know him, but, like, nothing. I've never, like, oh, shit, David Bowie, turn it up.
Like, oh, shit, that's my jam, baby.
I'm like, oh, shit, David Bowie, turn it off. David Bowie, stop it.
Yeah, Bowie was doing some interesting stuff. I mean, like, that whole glam scene. Kind of like that movie we were talking about last week where Ewan McGregor and Christian Bale were having the butt sex. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I pronounced his name wrong. Ewan McGregor!
That's better.
There we go. Yeah, just that whole, like, glam rock time where it was sort of, like, guys dressing pretty and whatever. Just that whole attitude and that aesthetic. Yeah, David Bowie was right in the middle of all that. Plus, he wrote, I think, some great fucking songs and had a really good voice. And he was also really pretty. Beautiful. Sorry, I amused myself.
Well, I found a list of all of them, except, like, it has the top 5, but not in order. So let me see if I can... Okay, so Beatles were definitely number 1, Jackson was 2, Led Zeppelin was 3. I'm going to guess it was Rolling Stones 4 and Bob Dylan 5. And then the rest of them are listed there in order. And now that link is in the show notes. Hooray for links in the show notes! And Andy just came.
Nope, just popped his back.
Same diff.
Interesting. Nirvana's higher on the list than U2. Or Queen. I'm a big fan of Nirvana, and I don't think that I would make that same assessment. Or Pink Floyd. Yeah, I think I would probably put Nirvana above the Beach Boys, but I don't think I'd put them above Queen, Pink Floyd, or U2.
Pink Floyd, another one, doesn't register.
Wow. Tim, I'm going to send you a mixtape.
I'm going to not listen to it. So, look forward to that. At least he's honest. Hey, yep. That is going to be a waste of time, materials, and resources.
Tim's like, that's going to go right in the garbage.
I'm going to record over it with Michael Jackson. I needed another tape of Never Can Say Goodbye.
Oh, good. I was starting to get a little concerned. I'm like, man, I don't see much in the way of, like, you know, R&B or soul on this list. But, wow, Black Sabbath above Johnny Cash. Yep.
Now, Johnny Cash is someone I wouldn't listen to, but at least he does, like, you know what I mean? He's on my radar of, like, yeah, I see why people... Like, I can see it.
Rage Against the Machine above Parliament Funkadelic.
I don't give a shit versus I don't give a shit. And I don't give a shit one.
Well, then again, I guess Parliament Funkadelic has done a lot of work as Parliament and P-Funk All-Stars. I don't know if they grouped them all together or if that's...
Where did Huey Lewis and the News rank? That was what I wanted to know. Because I assumed they would be in the top 40.
No.
I'm kidding. I don't even think it's on there.
No, they're not in the top 100, sir. I was just scrolling past, but I think somebody in the comment was trying to argue that Bone Thugs and Harmony should be on the list.
Where was Run DMC on the list?
76. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Run DMC at 76, Pearl Jam at 93. Fuck this list. No, Run DMC at 76, Lynyrd Skynyrd at 77. Double fuck this list.
Well, they kind of kickstarted a whole genre.
Did they really?
Who?
I mean...
The sampling and all that, but...
Well, not only that, they had, like... I mean, I don't... I'm not a rap historian, but didn't they have, like, one of the first, like, cross successes?
Like they were the ones that
crossed over to the mainstream first?
Yeah, with that song.
I believe you're right.
You know what?
I mean, I think overall, musically, probably their catalog is not as good as Lynyrd Skynyrd, but...
Yeah.
I think maybe, you know, they were thinking, like, hey, you know, these guys kind of, you know, started something, you know, big here. Like, not that it wouldn't happen without them, but...
But they were the ones that, you know, broke through.
Yeah. You know what?
Chicken butt.
Noah, you may have a really good point there. I may be undervaluing that. Plus, I mean, really, doing that, I mean, that kind of brought Aerosmith back from nowhere.
Fuck it. I've heard the original Walk This Way. It sucks.
Yeah, I much prefer the Run DMC version to Aerosmith's version. I will agree with you. Ugh. And then in the 90s when they got all like Alicia Silverstone and whiny and shit.
Ah, fucking, I love that.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I had fucking Alicia Silverstone.
I actually like the songs. Like,
I like the songs. I mean, I don't jam them now, but at the time, I was just like, fuck, another Alicia Silverstone video? Fucking the one crazy where they're the schoolgirls, they escape from the school, and it's got Liv Tyler? Fuck.
Yeah, I was like, no. More living on the edge, less crying. Fucking generic pop shit written by somebody else just to make you popular. Yeah, I get that it's going to chart. I guess it's going to chart because it's been mathematically calculated to appeal to all of the record-buying fucking 15-year-old girls. But.
Are you shushing him?
No, I was. No, that was like a... Like, you know, when you breathe out because you're, like, exhausted? That's what that was.
Oh, okay.
Either way, it was a... Fuck, Andy, drop it.
Not necessarily. You can keep going if you want to, but Jesus Christ. This is why Andy and I don't shop for music together. Fucking bullshit pop, bullshit, fucking bullshit pop. I'm like, fuck, let it. Just let Britney Spears do it. They fuck Britney Spears.
I'd fucking kick her in the head if I could. You're like, whoa, all right, baby, it's okay.
Well, because there's music and there's art, and sometimes they're the same thing, but sometimes it's like, you know, it's kind of the same thing as saying, like, there's fast food and there's food. Like, yeah, what'll fill you up,
food is delicious.
You're going to get fat and stupid. Trust me, I've had plenty, and I'm much fatter and stupider than I used to be.
Fuck it, sometimes I want to double down, and who are you to tell me it's not delicious? Fuck you. That's what I say.
Oh, sick burn.
Maybe I don't want to eat fucking steak tartare. Maybe I want to have a fucking double-double and a milkshake.
I think that may be what happened to me. I think maybe in my 20s I realized how fucking retarded the rest of the world was. I'm like, shit, I'm just going to keep eating fast food until I get down there.
How's it working out for you?
Now I'm just stupider and angry.
So angry.
Yes. But I do have a kid, so I'm going to try to, like, raise him without the anger and the cynicism and see how that works.
Good luck with that.
But I'm also not going to raise him with the pacifist pussy tendencies that my dad tried to raise me with. I'm going to raise him to fight for himself, but not to fight needlessly. I'm going to see if that works out a little better.
You say that now, but later, you'll say nothing.
Yep, because I'll be dead of a heart attack young, like my father and my father's father before him.
No, you won't. You're going to take care of yourself. You're going to get
healthy. Continuing a proud generation.
You're going to get regular checkups.
Yeah.
They're going to give you a bionic Dick Cheney heart. You'll never die.
I thought you were going to say bionic dick.
That one will give you a bionic dick,
I'll take
too.
Both of those. I want me some bionic Geordi LaForge eyes. I want me some bionic extra arms, little tiny T-Rex arms. But you know what? Yeah, I think I'm going to go for the bionic Dick Cheney heart first.
I want a bionic dick with nail files and some tweezers.
So you want a Swiss Army dick?
Yeah, basically.
All right.
I want one with that little rabbit thing that the dildos have that comes up and tickles.
I think Tim's got a better idea there, Noah.
But fucking can he open a bottle with his dick?
Yeah, but Noah, if you start using it as like just a general purpose tool, I mean, who knows what other crazy diseases you're going to start picking up? Might get yourself some dick and pox.
It's worth it. That's bringing it back. Take.
But if you try to whittle with it, you get dick splinters.
Dick splinter. That's a good insult for somebody. You know what? You're a dick splinter.
Isn't that what everybody does with a Swiss Army knife? It's like you whittle and uncork wine. Actually, I think the number one use that I've seen of Swiss Army knives is making keychains unnecessarily long and heavy. That's got to be top. That's got to be number one.
That's what I want for my dick, too.
All right.
Unnecessarily long
hey,
and heavy.
Hey, Noah, guess what? You've already achieved that. As my bedroom door would attest.
I want a flashlight on mine.
Oh.
That way you can use it to find your keys.
Oh, no, man. I would never do that. I'd have a flashlight on there so I could switch
in
off all the lights.
Way around, and like you're just holding your dick in your hand, and someone goes, like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
Well, no, then, man. When they do that, you shine your dick in their eye, and they're like,
I got it in the eye. No, man, I turn off all the lights, whip the dick out, switch it on, and walk towards my wife going, ouch.
Better would be if the whole thing lit up like a glow stick, and you'd be like, not even like a glow stick, like an actual
dude,
lightsaber.
Dude, I would go to raves, whip it out, and just helicopter.
Or
oh,
like,
man.
Like Superman's crystal from Superman 2 that helped him rebuild the Fortress of Solitude.
Yep.
Oh, no, it didn't. It just helped him rebuild his powers. My bad.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Oh, you asked if I watched a movie.
And?
I did. You talking about comic book stuff made me think of it because it was a comic book movie. It was.
Did you
called...
finally see Scott Pilgrim? Is that what you're going to tell us?
I did. Didn't I tell you I saw Scott Pilgrim
nope.
already? Did
oh,
I talk
you
about
might
that,
have.
Andy?
What? I don't think so.
Oh. Well, I did see Scott Pilgrim weeks ago when it first came out, and I really liked it. Although apparently it's not doing really very well. But yeah, I thought it was a, you know, I mean, it feels like a movie for kind of our generation, and I guess younger people like it too. Very pop culture-y. I liked all the characters in it. I like the, you know, the boom pow special effects. I feel like we did mm-hmm. talk about this.
Yes, this is sounding familiar.
Yes.
I think it's just more that I ignore you and discount everything you say.
I hate you.
You must have been throwing your exploding french fries again.
Probably.
So what movie did you see that was a comic book movie?
It was Batman Under the Red Hood.
What? It's an animated one, right?
Animated, yes.
Yeah.
Ah.
Which is, I guess is an amalgam of a little bit of Death in the Family and this newer series under the this character under the red or sorry the red mask no the red hood that I guess
yeah that would make sense.
Is the red hood the same person that it is in the comic books?
I believe so. Yeah. I mean it pretty much follows. I mean I'm sure they made some changes, but it pretty much follows. Whoa, sorry, let me back up. There has been multiple red hoods, so I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I'm talking about the one that's sort of like, oh my god, how can that be?
Yes, then
isn't
it is that one?
Isn't that character dead?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I assumed that the red hood was some sort of euphemism for going down on a girl on her period.
Nice.
I believe that's Red Wings.
Well, I figured this was some sort of, like, you know, get under the red hood.
My wife asked me earlier this week, she says, hey, baby, you want a paint job? I went, red or brown? It's a dealer's, or no, buyer's choice.
Yes, you tweeted that. It was disgusting then, too.
Yes. It cracked me right the fuck up that my wife would say that. She wasn't actually offering me either. She was just trying to creep me out. And she won. It reminded me of hanging out with you guys. We're trying to one-up each other.
Hey, baby. Get under my red hood.
Hey, Tim, I'm going to type you a spoiler here.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is all going to get cut out because this is fascinating to listen to.
And I'm sure if people who read regularly read comics probably know already. So
that's true.
But it was a good story. It was interesting. Fucking looked good. Like the animation looked really good. I do not like the voice they got for Joker though.
It's not Mark Hamill?
No, it was the guy. I think it was the guy who does Bender.
Really? Billy West?
Joe DiMaggio.
My bad.
Or John DiMaggio. Whatever.
So it is John DiMaggio, but I couldn't remember if he was specifically the one that does Bender. It sounded. I could kind of hear hints of Bender. I was like, am I hearing Bender here? the guy that they chose to do Batman. I mean, he wasn't bad, but it just seemed like I'm like, really, that guy? Here, let me find him.
So I take it this doesn't follow the Batman the Animated Series storyline. I mean, it's not in that world.
No, it's more based in the comic book world.
So they started a whole, like, it's not that new the Batman thing that they'd started either?
No.
Where, like, the Joker was barefoot and running around being weird?
No. I mean, yeah, like I said, it pretty much takes two comic books and mashes them together. But yeah, it doesn't follow.
Still, usually they would, they would keep it in the world of something they've already created. I don't see why they would start all the way over.
Because it's a movie. It's like a kind of like a one-shot deal.
Yeah, but I mean, they've done that. You know, like Justice League has done one-off movies, and Batman, like Batman: Mask of the Phantasm was a one-off movie.
Yeah, I think now they're kind of getting away. Like DC is doing a lot of one-off movies that I think are more based on the comic book than any other animated series they've come out with.
Dumb idea, DC.
I like them.
I don't like it.
You don't even watch the animated series.
Exactly.
But wouldn't it have been better? But this thing?
I mean, the things you can put wouldn't have been better if it was Mark Hamill and the other dude.
I mean, it seemed like they could have done that regardless of what world they based it in.
Still be the same, baby.
I don't think it has to necessarily follow this TV show to get Mark Hamill to do it. Maybe it was a contractual thing. I don't know.
Well, I just meant like the style and everything could have been the same, and it could have just been in that world. You don't really have to make references to shit that's already happened.
I thought it looked good as it was. Like I didn't think the style was bad.
All right, well that's you.
But you haven't even seen it. You might like the style too.
Nope, I don't hate it. I like the Justice League that run. I thought that was a good. I think they should keep that going. And it disappoints me that they haven't. And it disappoints me further they're moving away from it. That's all.
Well, did we watch that movie, Two Worlds Collide? Did I watch that with you? I don't think I did. Basically, there was a movie they came out with that was kind of based on what Justice League would have been if they had kept going.
Oh, and how was it?
It was really good.
See?
But it wasn't in that style.
Damn it.
And they had different people do the voices. They basically cooked like what the storyline would have been for like another season, and they've kind of tweaked it a little bit, made it into a movie.
And didn't bring any of the same. They didn't use the same style. Or bring any of the same voice actors back.
I don't think they brought any of the voice actors back.
Well, then that's gay.
It was still good. Like it didn't have to be something I already knew for it to be good, Tim.
We made a sequel to this, but
no.
All the actors are different.
You're misunderstanding me. It wasn't a sequel.
I understand that. So basically, they're like, okay, we're going to do what we would have done for another season of Star Trek The Next Generation, but we're going to have a different guy play Picard, and it's not going to be contingent upon what's happened before it.
And voice actors are a bit different than the actor who plays a role.
It's not.
It is.
It's the same.
I'm going to go with Tim on this, Noah.
We're going to make a Simpsons movie, but we're going to have John Goodman do the voice of Homer.
Again, we're gonna have
one of the Jonas Brothers do Bart, and
that's different. You know what I mean? Like,
and it's not gonna be referenced to anything that was on the show,
because The Simpsons is not like a comic book that has all these other things that they're working on. Like they have anime series, they have a movie, they have video games. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm gonna go with Noah on this one.
Like,
I think Tim's right that changing the voice actor makes a huge difference, but. Noah, it's like there have been so many artists involved in the history of these stories. They've been rebooted and changed and whatever so many times. I think one more reboot, just because it's a visual medium, doesn't make that big a difference.
I guess the voice acting is nice. That's the guy who played Batman, by the way, that link too. But to me, it's more
Bruce
about
Greenwood?
The story. Seeing the characters that I like in an interesting story.
I guess my point is, unless they fucked it up like they did with Batman and Robin, where you're like, oh, I don't want to watch this, series go forward, like, there's no reason to reboot it.
But they're not rebooting it, though. It's just a different story.
But they've changed all the voice actors and the style, so how is that not rebooting it?
Are you talking about specifically when I was talking about Justice League?
Sure. Or even this Batman thing is kind of rebooting it.
So Batman's not, it's not a reboot. It's just like, hey, we wanted to tell the story in a little short movie. Here it is. It's just a separate thing unto itself.
It's still kind of a reboot.
But it's not a reboot. it's not like they're going to continue the story along because it fucked up. It's just like, hey, we want to tell the story outside of everything else we've done. Here it is.
That's a way to look at it. I don't look at it that way.
Like, movies are different because movies are generally sequelized. You know, if it does well, there's going to be a sequel. So, yeah, that in that case, it's a reboot because they're rebooting it, hopefully they can sequelize again. This is just like, we told the story. Here it is. It's not going to be an ongoing series. It's not going to be a sequel. It's just this story, and this is it, and then we're going to go on to something else.
Are you sure they're never going to, like, if it does really well, they're not going to do, like, in the same style with the same actors, another, comic mashup?
They haven't done any sequels to any of the DC movies they've been coming out with, and there's been quite a few.
Meh, I just like a little consistency.
Okay.
I
think it's different, because it's not the same story. It's not in the same world.
But, I mean, technically it's the same world. It's Batman, it's Superman, that's the same world.
But there's so many different worlds of Batman and Superman.
Eh, I see what you're saying. I just don't agree.
Like Silver Age, Golden Age, Marvel does the Ultimates, right? Not DC?
My dick does the Ultimates.
Yeah.
Ultimate fucking your mother!
Yeah, that's Ultimates. Well, because, like, the Batman animated series that they were doing with Dreadlock, Joker, and Bare Feet, I don't know if he really has... I mean, that's his own storyline. Like, it has elements from Batman, but it doesn't... You know, it's not canon to the comic book.
Well, nothing is canon to the comic book.
Exactly. So, there is no consistency.
Well, there's consistency within a medium of itself. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but even that, there's not consistently. Like,
all right. I understand. I see what you're saying, but I don't agree with you, but we're continuing to argue about it.
But the movie is not the same as the animated series, you know... Like, you both can watch them on the screen.
I still see what you're saying, and I just don't agree with you.
But why does Superman have a job?
Like, how you cannot agree with me? They're not the same thing, even though they're the same medium. Even the comic book's not the same thing, and they're in the same medium.
Comic book is an entirely different animal than television and movies.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah?
I found these exploding french fries. You want to ignore Noah for a while?
Actually, I was thinking we should probably wrap up.
Yeah, I still don't get how...
I already said I see what you're saying.
But, like, how can you not? Like, they're different. Like, even the comic book is different from each comic book. And so
why
our anime
I have to
series.
Agree with you?
Oh, my God. I just became Noah. I totally checked out.
What do you mean you checked out? You turned off
like,
your mic?
Like, I totally lost interest in you guys arguing back and forth about this shit. I was, like, trying to bring up other topics or whatever.
Noah doesn't do that. He just stops talking.
Oh, that's true. All right. Yeah. Well, then, bye-bye.
If you're going to become Noah, just surf the internet.
Yep. Well, yeah, but, like.
And then yell Michigan in the middle of something else.
Michigan!
Yeah, because Bruce Greenwood played Batman, but he was also in Nowhere Man. So yeah, I have the Wikipedia page for Nowhere Man open. And I was really pissed off when that thing got canceled. And
I never even heard of it.
It's a good show. It's crazy. He's crazy shit. And it was like right when UPN started.
Oh, I guess he's also doing Batman in some other series called Young Justice. Well, should we wrap this motherfucker up?
Let's wrap it.
All right. It's wrapped.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.
Wow, that was the cleanest dismount we've done in a long time.
I just dismounted your mother. That's better.
Unfortunately for you, you've just listened to an episode of TANcast. Check out our official website at TANcast.com, where you can find the show notes for this or any other episode. You can read our blogs. You can find links to our Facebook fan page, our Twitter page, our YouTube page, and our official TANcast store. You can email us at fucktards@TANcast.com or yourmom@TANcast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TANcast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official TANcast theme song. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes by searching for TANcast, where you can subscribe to us and write us a review so others can find us. Thank you again for putting up with our bullshit. We'll see you next time on TANcast. TANcast.
Alright, in 3, 2, 1. Cock!
Wait, what?
What? I was saying cock like goodbye.
You're an idiot.
I know.
Alright.
Mommy and Daddy were fighting.